Thank God for being so good to us tonight. Amen. I'll tell you what, God's good. Thank all these singers. I'll tell you what, those songs are good for the heart. Amen. Get you ready to hear God's word. Just for a little while tonight, I want you to turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 14. Matthew chapter 14. We'll start with verse number 22. Now, this is after Jesus had fed the multitude, over 5,000, beside women and children. In verse 22, it said, straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship to go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit, and they cried out with fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, of a truth thou art the Son of God. And then when they were gone over, they came into the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out into all that country round about and brought unto him all that were diseased, and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched were made perfectly whole. Just for a little while, I want to preach on, have you touched his garment tonight? Amen. I'm going to tell you what, while the world's looking for something, they'll never find cheer. They'll never find gratitude. They'll never find true happiness unless they touch the hem of his garment. Amen. They're looking for temporal things on this earth, houses and lands and money. And I'm going to tell you what, Jesus has got a message for us tonight. If you'll just touch the hem of his garment, he'll make you whole. Amen. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship. I'm going to tell you, he knew exactly where he was sending them. Amen. And he said to go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. I'm going to tell you what, Jesus was a praying God. Amen. How's our prayer life tonight? Have you prayed for the services today? And I thank God for each and every one of you. I'll tell you what, there's some that text me before, days before, praying for you. If you need a little help for your prayer life, you can pray for me every day because I need every bit of it. Amen. Every bit of it. So Jesus was praying, man. How about us? And he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea. Let me tell you right now, Jesus knew exactly where they were, and he knew exactly where he was going to be. Amen. You're not going to blindside Jesus tonight. Amen. Now, you may try, but you can forget it, buddy. He knows where we are, where we're going. Amen. And he's there every step of the way. Said, because of the sea and the ship was tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. I'm going to tell you what, tonight, Alphaby Baptist, they were in that ship. They were in the middle. They were going nowhere. They were tossing to and fro, amen. I can imagine. I'd be flipping out, amen, because I don't like that kind of stuff. But that Jesus was coming for them, amen. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, I'm going to tell you what, can you imagine already flipping out, wondering if they were going to drown, but they see this man, they couldn't tell at first who it was walking on the sea. And they were troubled, saying, "It's a spirit," and they cried out with fear. I can see it right now and hear it. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer." You talking about calming the situation down, amen. You want cheer tonight, you come to Jesus, amen. I'm going to tell you what, you may be sitting here and you're not saved by the grace of God. The only true cheer, the only true joy that you'll ever get is to accept His invitation, amen. The world is saying, "Come on to me." But I'll tell you what, Jesus is the only one that'll settle it straight, amen. It'll keep your soul from hell tonight, amen. Said, "Be of good cheer. It is I." We talking about it is I. He's the great I am. He's the great Jehovah God. I'm going to tell you what, He's the only one that can calm the seas, amen. You may not be in a ship tonight. You may be in tossed. Your whole life's going up and down like a yo-yo, amen. I'm going to tell you what, He's the one that can straighten it out tonight. He can straighten it out. Be not afraid. I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to remind you tonight that a Christian should never be afraid, amen. If you walk in right with God, I'll tell you what, you can walk over hell, amen. You can swing on a rope, buddy, and that dude rotten, and you don't have to worry about a thing because God's got this thing, amen. Be not afraid. You'll never do anything for God tonight being afraid all the time. I'm going to tell you what, we've been victorious through Him. I'm going to tell you what, our very life can be victorious day in and day out if we just only believe, amen. And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." I'm going to tell you what, old Peter, I'm going to tell you what, he saw him, he realized it was Jesus, and he said, "Look, can you imagine saying, Jesus, if it be thou, let me come to you," amen. And he said, "Come." You know, I'll tell you what, he's still saying, "Come tonight," amen. You got troubles, he's saying, "Come." You need salvation, he's saying, "Come." You want to walk on the water, he's saying, "Come tonight." I'm going to tell you what, you young people, I'll tell you what, when you grow up, I want you personally to be able to walk on the water, amen. And yes, I believe that if you've got the faith, the grain of a mustard seed, you can move mountains. I believe that if God says come and He's on the water, you go ahead and come and count it as a blessing because you can walk on that water. We want you to be powerful, amen? And it said, when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus, amen? He walked on the water. Can you imagine that? Amen. Can you imagine what his compadres was looking on? And he saw Peter by faith getting in and on that water, getting out of the boat. I'd have been tying myself in, amen, worried about that ship going to and fro. And Peter got out to go walking on the water toward Jesus. But this is what most of us do. Just as soon as God gives us grace and the faith to do some things for God, we start looking round about us. The world's always going to be going to hell. There's always going to be wind. There's always going to be waves. There's always going to be something that'll try to get in your way. But he said when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. There you go. Jesus already told him, "Be not afraid." And I tell you what, he was walking on the water. But instead of looking straightway in Jesus and having faith to go all the way, we start looking round about us. We start looking at the trials and the troubles that the old devil's throwing at our, and then we lose faith in God. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And that's our way out right there. If you saved tonight, you get in trouble, He's still there to help us. Amen. If you need salvation tonight and He's calling your name, all you got to do is come. Come. And immediately Jesus stretched forth His hand and called him and said unto him, O thou of little faith. How's your faith tonight? How's your faith tonight? You want to be doing something strong for the Lord? You better have faith, and He'll give you that faith. Amen. He'll give you that faith. Walk with Him. Walk with Him. Stay straight with Him on the straight and narrow, and He'll give us all the faith to live day by day and live a victorious life. Amen. It says, wherefore didst thou doubt? You'll never do anything for God being afraid or being a doubter. Amen. And then when we were coming to the ship, the wind ceased. I'm going to tell you what, that same Jesus, that same I Am right there, He caused the winds to cease and the waves to calm down. Amen. That's what kind of God that we serve tonight. And they that were in the ship came and worshipped Him, saying, of a truth, thou art the Son of God. When's the last time we really got down and really got down to business about worshiping God, giving Him the honor and the glory that He well deserves? Amen. How's your worship life? And when they were gone over, they came into the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place had knowledge of Him, that they sent out into all the country round about, and brought unto Him all that were diseased, and besought Him that they might only touch the hem of His garment. As many as touched were made perfectly whole. Isn't it something that when you talk about just the hem of His garment, Jesus Christ, the very thing that He wore was holy. Amen. You didn't have to touch His body, just the hem of His garment, and He'd make you whole tonight. That's what kind of God that we're serving tonight is, a holy God. I'm going to tell you what, they were many, it said, that got whole from their diseases just by touching that hem of His garment. Tonight, have you touched it? Have you touched it? If He's calling your name tonight, I'm going to tell you what, He can make you whole. You got diseases, He can heal you. You need salvation, that's the very question tonight. Are you saved tonight? Because He can make you whole tonight. Only Him and Him alone. There's many other things that people try to, but it's only one way to heaven, and that's through a person, and His name is Jesus Christ tonight. You try to go any other way, and you'll be a thief and a robber. You'll make hell and not heaven tonight. So as we leave tonight, I'm going to tell you what, we ought to be thinking and praying for these young ones that hadn't never known God yet. Because one of these days, I honestly believe, I trust in God that He'll call their name and call them out. And won't that be shouting grounds, amen? That'll be some shouting here at Appleby Baptist. So I appreciate each and every one of you. I thank God for our pastor, his dear wife. I tell you what, it's just not the same without him right here. Not the same. God's still good tonight. Amen. Let's all stand. Brother Baker, why don't you just...